Blog Talk Radio.
We've been away for a whole month.
I know. It was only a week, but we're back. We're back, people. Yes, yes. Even us superheroes of the video gaming world need a break. Yeah, a break, a vacation every once in a while. Sleep in. Oh, God, it was nice to sleep in.
You know, it wasn't nice for me being the workaholic time. I was like, I got to get up. I got to do something.
I was still up, but it was like, I'm going to make breakfast. I'm going to take me a nice long shower. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take like an hour long shower. Oh, so good. Oh, it's so good. It's so nice. So,
good morning,
so nice.
Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning.
I was still about hiding. I missed everybody. I missed y'all so much. It's freezing cold.
I missed you. I was like, I missed my Corey.
Yeah, I was off the face of the earth for just a short bit.
You were. It was crazy. I was like, where is the Corey?
Oh, man. And so much Juicy happened. Of course, well, we did have a Thursday night show for Juicy, who don't know. Go back and listen if you missed it. But, oh, man. It was such a nice week.
It was definitely a nice week. A nice week. But just so much happened. Like, wow. Everything was going on. I mean, the PS3 was hacked, and I was playing Guild Wars 2, and you should be too.
People are fighting. More new fights that are on. Man, it is juicy. Oh, are y'all ready for this week? It's going to be epic.
I am so ready.
Hey, man, did Assassin's Creed come out? Did I miss Assassin's Creed?
No, Assassin's Creed comes out in 2 days, I want to say, on the 31st. I want to say it comes out on Halloween.
You know what? How I'm going to best these little kitties at the Red Box is I'm going to be there bright and early at the Red Box. Because I'm not going to buy it till I know, because y'all know how Ubisoft likes to get us and Microsoft. That, you know how they did us with Fable. Mm-hmm. So I am not trusting them. You will not catch me. I'm going to Red Box it. Okay, I guess it's Rob Norman Bob Ross's artist painter, his birthday. If anybody remembers him, he used to be on PBS, and he,
Rob the painter!
He used to paint the face. Yeah, the painter. It's his birthday, but he died in 1995, so happy birthday to him and to his family. And
yeah.
Well, happy death day? I don't know what to call it. And what you got?
What have I got? Girl, I got so much stuff. I don't even know where to start. I have so much stuff.
I do.
All right, well, you start because...
Man. Okay. I'm not going to call you guys our friends. I don't really know what to call y'all because, you know, I'm sure if we, you know, not if, when we get higher up in the hierarchy, you may come after us. We don't really know. But the notorious hacker group that calls itself Anonymous has named their next target Zynga. According to a posting on anonnews.org, the news platform for the group says they've released some confidential documents they reportedly took from Zynga, along with a data file that's supposed to contain copies of Zynga games taken from Zynga's servers. The key to the data file will be released November 5th, unless Zynga chooses to cease immediately the plan. I don't know what that plan is. Anonymous has named its plan hashtag OPMAZynga. Zynga's secret plan, according to Anonymous, involves a layoff of 800 Zynga employees and moving all development of games to Bangalore, India, which Anonymous claims in broken English will come to end of U.S. game market as we know it, as all these jobs will be replaced in other more convenient financial countries. The documents leaked by Anonymous include portions of two lawsuits filed against Zynga, one earlier this year and one in 2010, both of which are in public record. The release of these documents, which are apparently scanned with handwritten highlights and marks, doesn't reveal anything that we don't already know. according to GI.biz, the documents also include two memos, one of them supposedly from Mr. Pincus, which is a draft, and the other is an edited version. The draft memo looks like it was composed on a typewriter, then edited in pen. Those of you who don't know what a typewriter is, go over to Wikipedia and look it up. The signature block, which is identical to the signature on the edited memo, is a different font. Apparently we're supposed to believe that Mark Pincus writes memos on a typewriter, then edits them by hand, then signs the draft before entering into a computer, and that his English is at grade school level. The text on the memo is broken English, reading more like what they're calling a Nigerian scam email, more than a memo to the executive board should read. The text talks about an additional cut of 800 jobs with further raising of new capital from the market to support businesses by November 23rd and ongoing work to completely outsource the development teams to their new offices in Bangalore, India, to hedge their position in the long term. Now, none of this makes sense because Zynga has no need to raise additional money when they have $1.6 billion in cash. You would want to talk about outsourcing jobs as a way to hedge our position. You might do that to save money, but then no one would expect developers in India to be able to craft better games for the U.S. market than the U.S. developers already do. And finally, the threat by Anonymous to release Zynga's games for free if their demand isn't met doesn't seem like much of a threat since the games are already free. And you can't play them without support from the servers. So, unless there's some trade secrets in the code that would be revealed by this action, this threat is completely bogus. The video posted on YouTube has been taken down, but the posting on the anonnews.org is still acquiring comments. One of the latest is their F2P social games, you morons. That pretty much sums it up. Okay, so we don't know if this is really Anonymous. And I'm guessing that it's not. I think it's somebody trying to use the Anonymous moniker to do something. I don't know what they're trying to do, really. It makes no sense at all. Ginger, did we lose you?
Oh, my God. I'm over here muted and commenting. I was wondering why. You know, at least usually Anonymous, even if we don't agree, it does sort of somewhat make even
sense.
It's
warped sense, but this right here?
No, we're going to give you the free games for free. Can't play them. I mean, what? So you're also going to give us a list of, like, private servers that are totally illegal? That's what I want to know. All right. Well, while Anonymous, or whoever's using the Anonymous name, is being completely stupid, GameStop, looks like GameStop. You know, we've been bitching for a while that, you know, GameStop and other game stores don't exactly make it the best place to shop for kids' games. That, you know, they don't always announce what is for kids and what's not. Well, maybe this is why. GameStop is opening a new set of stores. They're going to be doing it nationwide, and they're called GameStop Kids.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. The video game retail giant GameStop is rolling out new stores geared towards younger children in North America this week. The new stores are called GameStop Kids. GameStop plans to open about 80 of these GameStop Kids stores in malls around the United States during the holiday season. So why are they doing it? Well, GameStop needs to launch specialty locations just for kids. We're not sure why. But these new stores will feature games and toys that youngsters seem to want, like Skylanders, Angry Birds, which if you're letting your kids play that, I'm disowning you, Lego, Star Wars, and Minecraft. Lego games are the bomb, man. Let me some Lego games. Oh, all right, so anyways, GameStop.
I love some real Legos. I can play the games. I can play with the digital version. It is, as my grandmother says, makes me know, never mind. I just want to. Yeah.
Exactly. GameStop did not say whether they plan to open similar stores in other parts of the world. The writer says, we're guessing that they want to try the specialty stores at home first and see how they do. They say on the plus side, the stores are great for parents looking for games and related merchandise that are family-friendly and not M-rated. Yes, people, because M is really hard to find on the box. It's on the lower left-hand corner. It's in black. It's a great big white M. and it usually says rated mature, and it tells you why. You flip it over, and it has that M again. It tells you explicitly why this game is rated M. Not that hard.
Well, you know, some parents don't want to read. That's why I'm hoping that GameStop goes the way of Target, you know, and puts up the giant, because really you can't miss the one at Target. There's no way, unless you are just blind or you just refusing to look at that giant screen. I want to say that screen is about 4 feet tall and about 2 feet wide, maybe 2.5 feet wide. So you can't miss it, and it's a touch screen. So even if the parents don't notice it, the kids are going to run over because it's cool. They can touch it, and it does different things. The ratings pop up. It shows trailers. You know, it really is a cool little thing. So I hope GameStop goes that way, because we really got to get the parents out of the stupid zone.
Yes. Definitely need to. Have to. Some of you parents, no, just not. Leave it to everybody else, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
All right. I got your next fight.
What you got? What you got?
Oh, my God. It's delicious.
Hey,
yo, Adrian.
She ain't got nothing.
Hey, yo, Adrian. I had to do it. Okay. So we all know the iPad Mini is a dig at Amazon's little Kindle Fire and, of course, the Nook. Well, Amazon decided turnabout is fair play. That's right. The massive online retailer is not just comparing the Kindle Fire HD with Cupertino's latest. It's not just saying ours is better than yours, and it's not just hiding its message under the proverbial bushel. Amazon is using its homepage, perhaps the most valuable digital real estate on the planet next to Google, to absolutely ambush the iPad Mini. On their front page, if you go over there right now, is a picture of the Kindle Fire in front of the iPad Mini with the pricing next to it, with the features that it has, with the words "much more for less" over the top.
Oh, that'd be some fighting words right there.
It's all in your face.
Oh, man. They're like, oh yeah, you want to do that? You want to go head to head? Let's go.
What?
Come at me, bro.
Let me tell you how they have it. Okay, so right next to the iPad Mini, they say we have stunning HD display with 30% more pixels than the iPad Mini. iPad Mini, standard definition, low resolution display. We have 216 pixels per inch. They have 163 pixels per inch. Watch HD movies and TV. iPad Mini, no HD movies or TV. We have dual stereo speakers. They have mono speaker. We have ultra-fast MIMO Wi-Fi. They have nothing. We are $199. That one's $329. That hurts.
Wow, that's just...
But truthfully,
yeah,
Apple...
You want to go? Let's go. Take this outside.
Truthfully, Apple, you had it coming. I just wanted to say it.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh. All right. I don't remember if this is the game you wanted to play or not. But and somehow we – well, this is last week's news. Well, this is a couple of days ago. Anyways, I'm going to read it. Hans the Mons Macrobay developer says, we have a plan. Yeah, all right. So last week sometime, Hans the Mons Macrobay? Anyways, game developer Rick DeCon said that he's running out of money after successfully funding his game via a Kickstarter campaign. Obviously, backers of the game were not pleased with the news, and media outlets were quickly to point out that's what happens to backers when a project they fund doesn't get completed, the general consensus being that they get screwed. Bend over and grab your ankles, boys. Today, the update to the official Kickstarter page. DeCon announced that he has found a solution to the problem. The game will now be fully open sourced. This, he believes, will solve the problem of losing all his programmers and running out of money. What does he say exactly? He says, we're going to finish developing Haunts, the Mons Macrobay, as an open source project. The source code has been open from the beginning, but now we're going to fully embrace open programmers from a variety of backgrounds, including many proficient in Go, who have stepped forward and offered to help finish the game. We're still in the process of setting up the infrastructure for issue tracking, source control, documentation wikis, and other tools necessary before we can begin in earnest. Where am I? There we go.
You forgot the rules while we were gone. Never scroll.
Right. But we have that all up and running within the next week or two. All right. So, for people who donated to this game, A, did you see the screenshots for this? Seriously?
No.
Seriously? They're not pretty, and you donated to that. Anyways, good luck with the open source. I cannot wait until somebody's playing it and is going through the code and finds somebody's nudie pictures in it.
Cut them.
You know that's going to happen. It'll be like, sure, I'll help you. I'll code this part. And then, you know, you go in and, ta-da, penis pics.
Why? You had to say the word today, didn't you?
I did. I had to.
Penis. Say it again, JJ.
Penis!
And good afternoon to you there, Horace.
Hello, Horace.
He's like, whatever. Okay, so those of you who listen to us from Second Life some kind of weird way, somebody told me they were able to. I have no idea how.
How the hell are y'all doing this? Do you know how? I searched for code to let us do that. How are you doing it?
I don't know. Dude.
Ginger at GameMatrix.com. Webmaster at GameMatrix.com. Somebody email us and let us know how to do this.
Really? Just so you know, these shoes and things are going off sale. They'll still be, you know, a lower price, kinda. But not really. Kinda sale, but not really.
You're having a sale.
Huh?
We were having a sale.
Yeah, before the show, we were having a sale in our store. So I'm marking prices up between Ginger and I doing stories. See how we multitask? We rock.
We're here every day. I didn't think about that, but I have a way, or have found a way to put it on a prim and like bring it into the. All right. It's my turn. No, it's your turn.
It's not. It's your turn. All right. So apparently, people are.
And she just goes right in.
It's my turn. People are not happy with Resident Evil. More specifically, Cliffy B. I thought he was retiring or something. Okay, so former Epic Games lead designer Cliffy B. Okay, Cliffy B. said he could be interested in breathing new life into Capcom's Resident Evil series. Over the weekend, he posted quite a bit on his Twitter account saying, "Hey, Capcom, call me. We can fix this Resident Evil thing together." while Capcom may debate that their game needs fixing, since this month's debut of Resident Evil 6 showed mixed indicators of success, the publisher sent 4.5 million copies to retailers for launch, the largest initial shipment in the company's history. However, the game received mediocre review scores and failed to claim the top spot on the UK charts in its debut, coming in at second to, of course, FIFA, which we tell you all. Cliffy B says he's very familiar with Capcom's survival horror series, and in the past he has cited Resident Evil 4 as one of the two primary inspirations for the original Gears of War, along with Killswitch, saying that he learned from the game's over-the-shoulder camera angle and narrative intensity while designing the Xbox 360 shooter for Microsoft. Conveniently, Cliffy says he may have a bit more time for collaborations these days because earlier this month he ended his 20-year stint at Epic Games, saying that he needed a break. Ginger.
I'm here.
Oh, were you talking to me?
Yeah, to collaborate and listen.
Yeah, Cliffy needs to, if you're going to take a break, then take a break. It doesn't sound right. You know, you're going to go over and work on Resident Evil. I haven't played a Resident
Evil
since. That's
not taking a break.
No, that's not. That's moving from one company to the next.
Yes, that is. Oh, hey, guys, I'm jumping ship. See ya.
Yes, that's exactly what that is. I'm not. I don't know if he needs to fix it, or maybe he does. I haven't played one since the Wii relaunch, which I enjoyed very, very much, but couldn't finish playing, as I told y'all. It actually scared me. Not the game, but my surroundings.
Yeah.
Well, I had windows around me, and I could swear zombies were coming to get me through the windows. It was very confusing.
You know, I had somebody point out to me yesterday how bad my house would be during a zombie attack.
I concur.
You know what? I don't like this. I loved all the big windows. And now they're like, you know what? Because they're so low to the ground. It's like, oh, I hate y'all. Why did you have to point that out?
I'm no longer close to the ground, so I'm in a perfect place for a zombie attack. I even got windows to shoot out of. Blam!
Nice. All right. Hotline Miami developer offers support to gamers who pirated his game. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Amazing. Jonathan, by the way, that is a very interesting spelling. Jonathan Soderstrom, one of the co-creators of the popular indie PC game Hotline Miami, noticed a thread over on Pirate Bay complaining about bugs in his game. So what's he do? He joins in and promises a patch. Soderstrom offers support even to people who pirated his game. He says, hey there, I'm Jonathan Soderstrom. Me and my friend Dennis Wyden made this game. We're working on any and all bugs, and we'll try to do some extra polish in the next few days. It would be great if you could update the torrent when the patch is out. It'd be great if people get to play it without any bugs popping up. Hope everyone will enjoy the game. And for the error defining an external function problem, try restarting your system and play again. It can pop up when your computer has been running for a while. We'll try to figure out if there's more to it than that. He gets on Twitter later, and he says why he aided people who didn't pay for his game. I don't really want people to pirate Hotline Miami, but I understand if they do. I've been broke the last couple of months. It sucks. And I definitely want people to experience the game the way it's meant to be experienced, no matter how they got a hold of it. You know what? This guy just made a name for himself. You know people are going to go out and start buying his game specifically because he helped these people who pirated his game.
Yep, it's very, very smart.
That is how you do it. Dude, I may go and buy your game, and I've not even played it. You know
what? It's hot.
I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to check it out. Hotline Miami. Opening it up now, baby.
I don't even know what it's about.
I don't know. How much is it? It doesn't say. You know what? That great testimonials. That's a whole crap load worth of page of testimonials.
That'd be very smart. Arr.
Arr. Read it on.
What is it about?
I don't know, but apparently I have to be over 18 to
enter the site.
Enter the site for it. So I'm gonna say Miami. And anything with Hotline? I don't know. Is that zombies? It looks like a bunch of fighting. No, it's not zombies. But there is blood, and there's a guy with a pig on his head.
Okay, so
$9.99.
It's how much?
It's a high octane action game overflowing with raw brutality, hard boiled gunplay, and skull crushing close combat. So it's a fighter game.
Well, I found yesterday? Yesterday I ran across, found a couple of games on Facebook that are actual games. And yeah, I know I play Farmville. Shut up. Farmville 2, more specifically. I found a game.
I said that game is so pretty. I opened it up and I refuse now because I know I'll never leave.
Farmville 2? It is very pretty. They did such a good job with the visual.
And
it's gorgeous.
For it.
I know. You got to play.
No.
I found another game yesterday that went in our new section that's called Oh My God, We're Oh My God, We're Obsessed. And we are.
Called Oh My God, We're Obsessed?
Oh my God, so obsessed is what our new little section is called. And I do that because sometimes playing. Yeah, Oh My God, so obsessed is usually some little quick game we found to play that we cannot stop playing. And I found one yesterday that Baby Natrix had to come to me and whine that, she was starving to death for me to stop because I was all in this. And it's called Vector, and it is on Facebook. I think it's still in development. And it's by, I want to say this is Greek. I can't really recognize the writing. I'm terrible with some of looking at my dialects. When I hear them, I'm good at, telling what language it is, but the writing, I can't tell. It's in development, and it is, I don't even know how to classify this. It's a it's kind of like a platformer, but a super fast-paced platformer, meaning you basically have to outrun someone else. Someone's chasing you, basically. And you have to play it with the music on because the atmosphere actually adds to the whole intensity of it. And you have to run and jump over things, jump buildings, and you know, and do all these little, you know, stuntman type tricks and, you know, try to grab things. And it's a side scroller, but again, it's very, very fast paced. Super, super fast paced for those of you who like the quick gaming. And I could not stop playing it. Look, Ginger's like, and
it sounds good.
It is very good, and I found it quite by accident, just kind of looking around, seeing what some companies that I hadn't visited in a while, if they'd done something new. And I think this is the name of the company is Nike. I think that's how it's pronounced. It. Nike or Nikki or Necky or something like that.
Oh, it would be Nike.
Well, as long as it's not spelled like Nike, they're okay. But you can find that on our front page under new.gamingatrix.com. I was so surprised at how good the game is. Or you can go to our site and search for it. Hello?
I'm here. I'm muting myself to cough.
Oh, yeah, my new connection is kind of crazy.
Hacking and coughing. Y'all don't want to hear that.
Yeah, we do. So you go there, and I've actually put it up on our Facebook page. This, again, got you people who have trouble staying awake after lunch, this is the game you want to play after you eat lunch. It's going to wake you up, but you have to also make yourself stop playing it because you couldn't stop playing it. There's this one part where you're in an office, you break through this glass, and you're supposed to jump over this desk, and I think I got caught, and my guy was trying to push the desk, and the person that's chasing you is supposed to be Big Brother. I think it says you escape from a reality show or something. I don't remember what it was, but
that Big Brother chasing you.
Yes, and it's very reminiscent of, if you guys remember, I was saying I was in love with a game called Flashback from Sega. Or War of the Worlds, same kind of, you know, side-scrolling action. Very smooth, though. It's not jerky or anything like that. It's very, very fluid motion capture. But, man.
This is not original. They stole this idea.
Well, there's a lot of them like this. I like this one. This is the first
one. They stole this specific one, running from Big Brother. They stole this from Doctor Who.
Well, maybe that's where they got it from.
There's an episode of Doctor Who where they're running away from this Big Brother house thing, and they're being chased, and they're jumping over things, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I think they did a good job with the game, because I'm not a Doctor Who person, but I was all drawn in. I may have to watch Doctor Who just so I can see it and go, oh.
I might have Doctor Who.
Yeah, you gotta try this one out. And I found another one yesterday that I will probably be posting up this week because, oh, my God, I'm so obsessed with that one, too. It is some crazy hospital game, but it's done by the guys over at Cartoon Network or Comedy Central, one of the two. And it is so disgusting. I normally don't like those types of games, but it is so disgusting and hilarious. Oh, my God, it's hilarious. You gotta. Yeah, I'll be posting that up later. Anyway.
Right. The Bundle of the Damned goes live. The Bundle of the Damned, a Halloween-themed bundle that gives anyone willing to pay at least one whole dollar, that is 100 pennies, a collection of 5 spooky games, is now live at Groupies. The bundle offers... Yeah, Groupies. Groupies. I know you're thinking of Groupies. But, yeah. Groupies. Cryostasis, Sleep of Reason, Regin the Spectre... Specfire. Anyways, in Men Are the Damned, a collection of music. You know, when you're making it, I already have enough trouble with words that actually exist. When you make up words, it's even worse. All right, so a collection of music from Halloween Specialist Midnight Syndicate. 20% of the purchase automatically goes to the UNICEF charity. Those willing to pay at least $4 will also receive Epicycle's Blindside, an audio-only horror game called Anna, and Post-Mortem, the prequel to Still Life. The bundle hits the 5,000 units sold mark. The following games will be unlocked. Minimesis, I kid you not, Collection, and Hollywood Made in Johanna. All right, so the bundle is going to be available until 12:15 Eastern Standard Time on Friday, November 2nd. So they say get it while it's hot over at groupies.com/damned. But no, seriously, that one was...
Groupies.
It nips this with an N.
Groupies. I'm sorry. Yeah. I had a moment.
We have groupies.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to be inviting all of you to play, whatchacallit with me.
All our groupies?
Yeah. Yeah, all of our groupies play Vector. So if you're on our Facebook page, you just got an invite. All right, so... Put it down, Ginger. Back away. I don't know why I want to play this game, because it sounds like it is a stupid game, but I want to play it so bad because it's a simulator. You'll know how I am. Tower 2011 from independent developer FeelThere is the ultimate air traffic simulation game, providing authentic gameplay through its advanced simulation. I don't know why I want to play this. It also has an authentic voice control system. This is supposed to be a highly advanced simulator, and it is your mission to guide aircraft of various sizes and capabilities to and from the active runway for landing and takeoff. It is critical that you safely allow planes to enter or cross a runway, and it is your responsibility to assign taxiway routes, decide when to stop and start movement, and to clear aircraft for takeoff. The game includes flight strips, ground and air radar screens, and photorealistic environments for the three airports included. With a complex command structure, advanced AI, and unique speak recognition technology, Tower 2011 will allow you to experience the thrill of being a real air traffic controller from the comfort of your own home. I do not know why I want to play this, but I do, because you know why? Because they put simulator in the title. I have issues. Why do I want to play this? Okay, so some of the features are...
Do you want to play anything that's a simulator?
I do. I remember once on X-Play they were saying they had one called Sim Bus Driver, and I wanted to play it so bad. Morgan Webb was teasing us about it.
Wow.
I want to play it so bad. I'm like, I don't know why I want to play this. It's a simulator. Okay, anyway, so it's supposed to have your advanced artificial intelligence. Pilots follow complex tower commands, when to taxi around the airport, and fly approach and departure procedures. Single and multiplayer gameplay. I don't know how that works. Full voice control possible when you use Microsoft's Speech SDK voice recognition technology. Photorealistic graphics with dynamic lighting, shadows, and ground traffic. Complex simulation allows you to experience the real-life duties of an air traffic controller. Create new airports, schedules, and airplanes using the same editors used by the development team. Aircraft will follow in-flight heading and turn command. Runway racetrack pattern commands are simulated. Runway assignments for arriving and departing aircraft may be changed. After takeoff, headings can be assigned to aircraft prior to departure. Runway intersection takeoffs are simulated. Many FAA commands are simulated, such as line up and wait, taxi to ramp, apron, I don't know what that means. Taxiway routing to and from the parking and terminal areas can be assigned and changed. Hold short commands may be issued for taxiways and runways. Dynamic lighting and shadows provide a simulating visual environment. Sun cycle calculated from real-world data. Ground traffic, cars on freeways, major highways and streets, stereo sound. What about emergencies? Because, see, that's what usually gets me. Will we have some emergencies? Will there be times we have to get people off the runway, or we have to land a plane in a street? You know, that's what I want to do.
That's very interesting.
That's what I need. I need those emergencies, because otherwise it will be quite boring. But anyway, this is from FeelThere.com, and I'm looking at the screenshots. They are rather gorgeous, but gorgeous screenshots do not a good game make.
No.
So we'll see what they're able to, I guess. I don't know. This seems like all this is all they do. I don't want to say anything bad about them, because this is the first time we've dealt with them or gotten something from them. So it may be that it is like the best simulator ever, and then it may be the most horrible simulator ever. Well, see, Horace says it sounds pretty cool to him.
Yeah, but both of you are like totally simulator.
Well, no, that's Joe. Joe is usually my simulator buddy. Horace is usually Decepticons and something Autobots or whatever he plays. Or he might be talking about Vector. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Horace. Did you see over on Xbox, I've got the helmet now for, oh, good God, Halo? Yeah, I finally got my helmet. So,
you are out of control, ma'am.
Yes, it's awesome. All right,
you are out of control.
I know. Oh, my God. And have y'all been watching the Halo live action? I finally watched the fourth one last night. Oh my, I had to get up and jump. I mean, like, I jumped out of my chair. It was a little bit scary there for a second. I was like, oh my God. And then it was Master Chief. You can call me Master Chief. And I was like, anyways.
You know what? That sound effect is to be reserved for late at night.
Oh, that's so good. Uh-huh. All right,
just
so
as he might be, he thinking that might be the next flight simulator.
Maybe. I know some.
You know what I'm
like...
gonna say? You know what I'm gonna say here? You keep in mind all this stuff, this crazy simulator stuff. When the zombie apocalypse comes and we're running through the airport trying to get away from the zombies, and we need to get on a plane, y'all are gonna be like, Court, you played that flight simulator game. You know how to do this, and I'm gonna say yes. Why, yes, I do.
Yes. All righty, people. What have I got? I just lost the one that I had. Oh, there we go. ECA chapters hold food drive to help local communities during the holidays. I think this is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know what? We're supposed to be. I'm sorry, ECA. I got the emails. It's just been a busy, bad week.
It was. Yeah, it was. It's all right. We got it now. All right, so the ECA, the Entertainment Consumers Association, announced that its local chapters are working together to collect and share food in their local communities in the United States and Canada. The ECA is also asking the gaming community to pitch in whatever way they can by volunteering or by giving food to your local ECA chapter. You can find the local ECA chapter near you over at allplayers.com/G/ECA. All right, so what do they got to say? ECA holds... I already said that. Nonprofit advocacy group for gamers teams up with food banks across the United States and Canada to put a stop to hunger. Yes, we're going to make some sandwiches. The Entertainment Consumers Association, the membership organization which represents gamers, today announced that chapters are lending their support and providing food drives in locations across the U.S. and Canada where the respective chapters are located. The ECA is asking its members and the gaming community to help support this mission and get involved. You can join a chapter or form one if there isn't already one in your area by visiting theeca.com. We look for ways in which to help communities in need, says Heather Ellerston.
Ellerston?
Mm-hmm. He's silent. All right, Ellerston. ECA Vice President of Marketing. And I'm going to lose my voice. Can you all hear that? All right, so our chapters are a great way for gamers to get involved in the gaming community and to partake in activities with others who share similar interests. They each have their own activities and events they do, such as gaming nights or membership drives. They also help drive ECA campaigns and are used for focus groups and beta testing. I want to get in on some beta testing, baby. We are pleased that our chapters will be the driving force behind this year's Gamers for Giving food drive. Awesome. Okay, so again, if you want to get in on that, that is theeca.com. We highly recommend them. That's the one that membership is free now, right?
Yeah, and it has some great benefits. You know, car rentals if you're trying to go to PAX and that kind of business.
Sounds fun game.
Yeah, so
okay, we'll check it out.
Why do I come back to Second Life to look and people are in our store and then Ginger sent me a bunch of stuff?
I sent you a bunch of stuff, but that was like before the show, girl.
I think this girl is mad. Girl, I said it was an hour. I said an hour, dadgone it. I said it specifically that sale was an hour.
Huh? She should have bought it while it was on sale.
Ain't my problem if you can't get here.
Mm-hmm. True story. It's our stuff. Buy money.
You buy now. You buy now.
And then?
Well, she learned that she should have bought now. Oh, my God.
And then?
Oh, my God. Okay, I actually had an announcement. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
I had an announcement from Google Play that they put out just about not even 15 minutes ago. We were doing the news, so I was waiting for them to put it up. Google Play is announcing something new. They're bringing their music, movies, and magazines on Google Play to even more countries. Starting today, people in Australia, Canada, France, Spain, and the UK will not only be able to rent but purchase movies on Google Play. If you're in Canada, you can start buying magazines on Google Play right now. On November 13th, music on Google Play will be available in France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and the UK. You can head over to their official blog to get more details, or you can, if you have Google Plus, just make sure you're following Google Play, and they will give you all the details. They also want you to know that they have the Nexus now comes in three sizes, in case you didn't know that. the Google Nexus. So I'm very excited for you people in those other countries that get to have those things. Fantastic.
That is. All right. Some of you exploiters may not like this too much. Gearbox details progress wiping exploit in Borderlands 2 for Xbox 360. Offers tips on avoiding it. So maybe some of you exploiters will like this so you don't get your stuff wiped. Anyways, an exploit related to code in the hardcore mode of Borderlands 2 for Xbox 360 is making the rounds, and developer Gearbox Software is warning players about it and how to avoid it altogether. The problem apparently is not related to other versions of the game on the PC and PS3. The exploit is supposedly tied to the hardcore game mode known as Graveyard Mode that was left in the game code by Gearbox Software. It apparently wipes the progress of players who come in contact with other players, much like a virus. Oh, that would suck. Recently, a few users have begun violating the Xbox Live Code of Conduct by using an external application to maliciously disrupt the experience and sabotage characters of legitimate Borderlands 2 players on Xbox 360. After extensive internal testing, an update to prevent this disruption has been submitted to Microsoft and will be released as soon as possible. Until then, concerned Xbox 360 players of Borderlands 2 should consider playing online with trusted individuals in non-public sessions. Gearbox also notes at the same thread that there is a way for players to avoid being infected and not have their progress destroyed. We also advise that before ceasing play, users select Save and Quit from within the pause menu while their character is alive. If, after the death of their character, players find themselves at the main menu of Borderlands 2 instead of respawning in-game, be sure to immediately select Continue to resume playing as that character. We ask that players report any suspicious behavior in Borderlands 2 to spotted@gearboxsoftware.com. Again, that's spotted@gearboxsoftware.com. And please provide as much details and documentation of your disruption as possible. Yes. So, that is a mean exploit. That's not even cool. You're making people lose everything. And I know you're
what they get for.
And you're hackling. You think that's funny? You deserve to be. I can't say that.
No, Baby Natrix said that's what you get for.
Yes. When you wind up with a broken nose of I don't know how it happened, you know what? You deserved it.
Hey, guess what it's time for?
Oh, it's a time! Number 10! No?
Number 10?
Number 10? Is it chart time? It's Monday! It's chart time! Oh, she's got zombie watch!
No, I just wanted to fool you. It's not time for zombies. At least not till Wednesday.
I was like, say, man, did I miss something that happened with zombies?
No, but, you know, actually I do have some zombie news for my Houstonian peoples, more specifically. Those of you that are going out to vote this week, specifically Wednesday, do not be alarmed. I hear there is a zombie flash mob that is supposed to break out, but they have to do with voting. So, isn't that hot? Okay, so I don't know where they are. I'm going to tell you now. I just know that I caught wind of it at 4:30 one morning, you know, while we were off. Don't ask me what I was doing up at 4:30. I wake up at all kinds of weird hours. But a zombie flash mob that will be urging those of you to vote, that's what their purpose is, to urge you to vote. So please do not go up and hurt these people and think that it's real. It's not. It's just for voting. They want you to vote if you can, and that's pretty much it. And I thought I would mention it because you know how our news people are not responsible. They don't understand how gamers think. If I turn around and when I'm coming out of a school and I see real zombies, or I think what I see is, you know, zombies, I'm not going to think it's a flash mob. I'll be like, oh, baby, they just said zombies. Get the pickaxe. You know, type
of thing. They'll stick to those darn things. You know how hard that is to pull out of somebody?
It's reusable. A pickaxe is a reusable weapon, just saying.
It is a reusable weapon once you get it back out of the zombie.
That's not a problem. That's what your foot is for. You pull and push with the foot.
No. That's getting too close to the body. No.
You do have a
foot. I like the idea of a shovel.
Oh, you're thinking like when they had the Walking Dead marathon, I think they had that. Remember I was telling you about that? The weapon that is a little short shovel? He's like,
oh,
it can
no,
be used as
awesome.
A swing. Yeah, it's like it can be used as a swing axe, or it can be used as, you know, you can push it and it's reusable. And it's also a blunt instrument. You know, you hit with the backside of the shovel, then swing it back around, you know, to behead, and if need be, then you can push through the neck if you don't get the head all the way out. You know, we should not be having these discussions. But anyway, I wanted to tell y'all that. And yes, we do have charts. So speaking of zombies, coming in at number 10 is
number
Resident Evil 6. You were slow with your...
I know, I'm sorry.
Bad gender. Resident Evil 6.
Is it evil?
Yeah, it is, and it's Resident.
It's a Resident, and it's evil, oh my god!
Number nine. Doom 3, BFG edition.
Really, people? All right. Get on, whatever.
To each their own.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight. Moshi Monsters, Moshling's Theme Park.
Yay, oh my god, they're so adorable.
All right, gender. Number seven. Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask.
So what, it makes them go from ugly to not ugly?
I'm a reserve comment. Number six.
Oh, you sell the Miracle Mask? Come on.
It might help you see treasure somewhere. Ginger.
That would be awesome. That
yes. Number six.
Numero seis. No, no. Yeah.
Numero seis.
Yeah.
You said it right.
That's right.
Just Dance Quattro.
Yay! Shake it like a Polaroid picture, baby.
Wrong. Just wrong. Number 5.
Number 5.
Dishonored.
Oh, you have been dishonored.
Mm-hmm. Number 4.
Number 4.
Skylanders Giants.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I guess so. Number 3.
Number 3, because 3 is so much better than 2.
Forza Horizon. I tried to run those together. Horizon? Yeah, that works. Forza Horizon.
Some screenshots for that. That actually looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it always looks cool till you play it. Number 2.
Number 2.
FIFA 13.
Of course. There had to be a FIFA. I was like, you know what? We haven't said FIFA yet. Where's the FIFA? There's the FIFA.
It's always somewhere hovering around the top 10, if not in
it. It is. You FIFA people are just completely nuts and so addicted.
They are serious business, those FIFA people. Yeah. Number one. Medal of Honor, Warfighter.
Well, you know what? Now we had Dishonored, and now we have Honored. Medal of Honor.
I love me some Medal of Honor.
I haven't played.
Forget any of the other first-person shooters. I love me some Medal of Honor, especially, you know, when the time periods they have. I like having the old guns and the trajectory and the people yelling at me, calling me evil names in other languages. Americano!
Wow.
I love it. You don't love it, Ginger? See, that to me takes real skill. When you can shoot a gun from, you know, 1929 and manage to hit somebody, a sniper rifle, and manage to hit them, because the barrel has to be aimed a certain way, and the lens is murky because, you know, of all the dust, and it doesn't have all that cool stuff we have now with the infrared and the dust repellent on them. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely do.
That is skill.
It is. And where did I just go? There we go. All right. So, Shoot the Zombirds gets an update for Halloween. Infinite Dreams, award-winning mobile games publisher, announces the release of Halloween update to their popular game Shoot the Zombirds. A big premium update is live in the Apple App Store and Google Play. Shoot the Zombirds is absorbing game... Who wrote this? Shoot the Zombirds is an absorbing game of bird and zombie shooting, both at the same time. Players must defend the little pump kids against the demonic hordes of undead birds.
That is so not what I thought you were going to say.
Complete dozens of challenging objectives and use your loyal crossbow and big magic power-ups to reach the top of the leaderboards. To celebrate Halloween and the fall season, Shoot the Songbirds gets Halloween-themed updates. Below is the full shouldn't have to translate this to English. Below is the full list of the new features and improvements. All right, so I'm going to go through these until I get frustrated. 3 new characters just in time for Halloween: Ivan Helsing, Werewolf, and Mirinda. 2 amazing backgrounds designed in a fully Halloween fashion. New Halloween-themed game icon. iCloud support. Optimization for iPhone 5 and iOS 6.0. Minor gameplay and AI tweaks to enhance your experience. All right, so you can play it for free over on Google Play, or you can get the Apple App Store one for 99 cents. Yay!
Yay!
Shoot the Songbirds. And you know what? Fire whoever wrote this. And you know what? Hire me next time. Hire me.
Woot. Woot. You say you speak English well, usually.
Usually.
I speak English.
I speak Tex-Mex-ish.
Well, Ginger, I want you to breathe. Breathe. No, I want you to release the breath. You want to breathe in and then out, Ginger. Okay, are you ready?
Maybe.
Are you ready? Because I got a release schedule from those lovely people at Paradox.
What are you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's coming. It's finally coming, isn't it? It's finally coming. Is it going to be here? Is it here? It's here. Tell me it's here.
No.
No! Are they going to actually make us wait until November?
I know. Oh, they got us all excited. I thought I was going to be casting some spells on some people, but
it's going to be some witchy people.
They don't give us an exact date, but we are getting it this year. Salem, the crafting MMO, is supposed to be set in a fantastical New England and offers freeform MMO gameplay in a persistent, mutable, and online world where players take the roles of intrepid colonists from the old world seeking to make lives for themselves in the new Salem. It's supposed to provide you with unique crafting, farming, and building systems inspired by 17th century alchemy. That's the most we've heard about it since they've said something, you know, since they've told us.
Yeah.
You also have a Game of Dwarves, if you're interested in playing that, out now from Paradox. The Shadow Effect, which is supposed to be a 2.5D multiplayer action game inspired by 80s and 90s action movies where champions from different eras of time fight to the death for fun, for glory, and for awesome. Players will battle for the upper hand through cunning use of different weapons. The game's wide range, dynamic environments, and even what is going on with my phone? Even the engine's own dramatic auto visual effects it's not going to be out until next year, unfortunately. You also have March of the Eagles for those of you who love you some RTS. Really, y'all are going crazy. Okay, so the war game March of the Eagles is supposed to be dedicated.
Crazy.
Yeah. The March of the Eagles is dedicated to the era of 1805 to 1815, focused on the dramatic conflicts of Europe. March of the Eagles explores one of the defining periods in European history in an experience crafted by Paradox Development Studio, the developers of Grand Strategy and makers of Hearts of Iron and Europa Universalis. The Napoleonic Wars brought to life in this war-focused strategy. So those of you who love those types of games will be happy to know they're out. Oh, my gosh. That's Jay, I'm going to need you to stop tweeting the same tweet over and over and over and over.
Oh, no.
Over and over, because that was him. Wait a minute. I think there's some other games hiding down here. Okay, so what's out right now from Paradox? Game of Dwarves, Crusader Kings 2, Legacy of Rome, their DLC. October 16th was the War of the Roses. October 2nd, and I guess sometime between now and December we'll get Salem. You also have, in the beginning of next year, Empire, Dungeonland, The Shadow, Down Effect, March of the Eagles. Also, second quarter of next year, Cities in Motion 2, East versus West, A Hearts of Iron game, and 2013, Europa Universalis 4. So, I don't know what Game of Dwarves is about, but it sounds something like something cute, and it looks very cute.
It does sound kind of cute. All right, Tweezy Games debut, Trap Mansion. All right, so Tweezy Games and Red Radiant Media are overly proud to present Trap Mansion, available for download on the 30th of October from Apple's App Store. Dishonesty Manor and Muerte Mansion will be opening their doors to the public this Halloween, following rumors of mysterious and often horrific accidents befalling those working to renovate the buildings. These two estates have reassured us they are perfectly safe and fit for human habitation. A local bystander praised the high standards the estates have set, proclaiming it's to die for. The pale-faced, quivering shell of a man further insisted you'll never want to leave once you're here, and proceeds to run off into the distance, laughing manically. A lot like Corey. All right, so Trap Mansion takes place in a haunted estate that is bursting with booby traps.
Booby traps?
The players take control of various unsuspecting individuals who have had the misfortune of stumbling into the building. It's up to you to lead these poor souls to safety. You are required to run, jump, and slide your character past a myriad of wonderfully decorative and slightly possessed objects. Each character is randomly generated, and every death helps to populate your personal graveyard, which you can then review at your leisure. The game by Too Easy and published by Radiant Media is going for 99 cents for the iPhone, iPod, and iPad via the App Store.
Awesome. So you keep a graveyard? I'm not sure I understand.
It sounds like you almost want to die so that you can populate
your graveyard.
What's the name
of the game?
It is called Trap Mansion.
I don't think I like the way that sounds.
I don't know. But I do know it's about that time. And, well, we got, 4 minutes? You can get my... I want to play music. I found one.
Okay, Ginger is learning how to take over the show, so y'all may be hearing Tina's a lot, and I may just be muted. Yeah, so look, y'all just may be muted and stuff because you know they like to talk about penis and stuff. I try to keep them under control. It doesn't work. Okay, well, you know, before we go, I do want to say this to our friends of New York Way. You guys be safe. I know a lot of you are afraid of the hurricane. It's okay. Just stay inside and make sure all of your devices are charged, and you'll be fine because you're not going to have internet. I know. You're not going to have any internet in a little while. You're not going to have any lights. But if your iPad, your iPhone, and all that is charged, you will be just fine. And stay bundled up because y'all's is cold. That's usually what we don't have to deal with is cold. I think that's probably going to be the worst part for y'all because, gosh.
We don't feel cold. North Texas,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, we usually don't have to deal with the cold. So you guys get all bundled up, get in a nice corner, get your devices, make sure to charge, make sure you have backup batteries and plenty to eat that doesn't require the microwave. So you have to cook your Hot Pockets ahead of time and put them in one of those little, bags that keeps it hot. So you can do this. We do it all the time. You can do
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Exactly. And just pro tip, remember, warm goes with wet, not cold.
Yes. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. You're going to be all right.
Later, boys and girls.
Do it, Ginger. Do it.